What's going on, guys? It's your girl Cece, and welcome to this episode of From the Mind of Cece. Hoping everybody is blessed, hoping everybody's staying prosperous and in his favor. So for this episode, we're kind of going to go into a relationship series right now. If you listen to last episode, it was basically talking about starting over and making sure how you get over a breakup. But this episode is going to be part one of two of our divorce series, and the topic is when you didn't expect to be single at this point in your life, starting over after divorce. And this is part one with my boy Shamel, and part two is going to be the next episode with my girl Blue. So we're going to definitely dive into that. I personally never been divorced, so I really can't give too much of a insight on it. But I know people in my age range and in our age group that's gone through this. And especially for the gentleman, I want Shamel to really break it down for him. Well, his point of view for the guys. So we're going to go into it. You know me, I ask the questions that I want to ask. And he was very responsive with his answers. He was very detailed. He gave a peek inside. And I really appreciate that. So sit back, relax, and get ready for this episode.
You abandoned me, love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy, love don't live here anymore. No, no. When you lived inside of me, there was nothing I could conceive. You wouldn't do for me.
All right, people, we are here with my boy Shamel. Introduce yourself to the people.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Shamel Cherry. People know me as that, but I'm better known as DJ Shy Boogie.
Okay. So, what is your relationship status?
Currently, I am divorce pending. The paperwork is still pending. It's depending.
It has been filed.
It's filed. The paperwork is filed, notarized, signed, just waiting on it to come back from the courts.
Okay.
That's it.
So, when or how did you meet your current ex?
When I met my current ex, I want to say back in 2000, maybe 2014, 2015. And we met through a mutual friend from Detroit through social media, through Facebook, as a matter of fact. The friend was telling me how she had a friend in New York that I might be interested in, but she made the mistake of saying New York instead of saying New Jersey. So once she corrected herself, I did ask her, well, what part of Jersey? Because I have dated someone from Jersey before. I have dated someone from Jersey before, and that didn't work out too well, so I didn't want to put everybody in the same boat. I didn't want to put the females from Jersey in the same boat. So I was open-minded and I said, all right, I'll give it a try.
Okay. So when did you realize they were quote unquote the one?
Have realized I felt that she was the one when we started spending a lot of time together, especially on the weekends. And then I would leave from work instead of going to the apartment that I had in Brooklyn. I would just head on over to the path and get on the path, and she would meet me down at the path, and we just started spending a lot of time together. I want to say especially around it was like I want to say around the holiday weekends, the ho around holiday times, around Christmas time, we started spending a lot of time together.
Everybody get a little mushier on the holidays.
Yeah. And then I started meeting family, and was being introduced to sister and brother and
You was at family cookout.
something like that. Not
Okay. So how long did you realize, or when did you realize there was a problem?
Because my ex has children. I don't have children. What had happened was there was an incident. I can't remember exactly what the incident was, but a punishment was given in a sense. I don't know if people use that word anymore, punishment, but that was given, and I want to say after maybe a day or so, it kind of, it wasn't in effect anymore when we both had agreed to the length of the punishment at the time. And that was, you could say, the beginning of the end, because I want to say incidents after that, the respect was slowly going, and it got to a point where it was gone. It was gone to a point where if something was happening, or if I saw something, and if I said something, it's almost like I would get like maybe a phone call or a text message of I'll deal with it when I get there, or if something happens, let me know and I'll deal with it type of thing. So that's when things really started to snowball and get out of control.
Okay. So there was like there was no you felt like there was no union, there was no partnership on that, no ranger on it.
It was, and then it just disappeared. It just started to disappear after that. It just disappeared, and it was gone after that.
So did y'all try to fix it, or how did you try to fix it?
Yeah, we tried to fix it. We tried to talk about it, but that didn't really get us anywhere because when we were speaking about it and I was being honest and, honest about how I felt about the whole thing, it wasn't received. It wasn't received nicely.
So was that your last job? What was your deal breaker?
The deal breaker for me was it was the respect thing. We had agreed, to us ending, and me, I wouldn't make anybody choose between me and their children. I think it would have been one thing if I had already had kids coming into the situation. Maybe that. Things, who knows, things may have been different, maybe not, I don't know, but I'm not one of those people that make someone choose between me and their family. You know what I'm saying? That I wouldn't put anybody through that, and I wouldn't, and if it was the other way around, I wouldn't want anybody to try to force me into something like that. So that was pretty much, the deal breaker. For the most part, for me, being that I don't have children, being that these are not children that I birthed, and being that, it's almost like I was it was almost like me against them in a sense, not physically, but as far as communication and how things. How we was trying to get things to go in the house.
Okay. So is your ex making the difficult, or is your ex making your divorce process difficult?
No, actually, no, not at all. Everything has been smooth for the most part. Surprisingly, I've never been divorced before. I don't plan on being divorced again. I've heard stories. I've heard good stories and I heard not so good stories. I heard not so good stories and I have heard good stories. We didn't have any children together. So that's what's making things smooth. We don't have any bank accounts together. We're not splitting assets or property or furniture or, anything. It's pretty much. I'm leaving as I came. I'm leaving with the stuff that I came with, in a sense. Yeah. So it hasn't been difficult.
Okay, so for the burning question that is our main topic, did you ever expect to be single at this point in your life?
No, I have not. I did not picture myself being single at 43, and I'm proud to say I'm 43 years old. I did not see that. I don't think anybody who gets married to get divorced. I think everybody who I believe everybody that gets married, they this is something they see themselves doing, and they do it and they plan on being there, and it's for the long haul. Communication is very important. I'll say that communication is very important. Respect is important as
Absolutely.
well. Those are top two, respect and communication, very important. No, I did not see it, and it's an adjustment. It's a big adjustment because you're used to doing things. When you do things, you have the other person in mind. When you Right. When you go food shopping, or even if you just picking up something for yourself, it's nothing wrong with, you know, married people that's listening. It's nothing wrong with doing, you know, treating yourself to something. But, you know, even when you treat yourself to something, you're always going to think about your mate. So this is an adjustment. It's still new to me. It's a shock to my system. And I'm just taking it slow and moving accordingly.
So how are you handling starting over? Or do you have any tips for people in your situation? Or maybe they're thinking about that good old D word, and, you know, any suggestions or tips for them?
Any suggestions and tips? Sure. If it's to that point where you guys have to file paperwork, you know, try to, you know, try to talk it out. If it's to that point, to the point of no return, you know, do everything you can to be peaceful about it. Communicate. You know, you don't have to make it messy. When it's time for you to heal and you want to begin your healing process, you know, if you believe in prayer, pray about it. If you need to sit in a corner, sit in the shower, sit in the bathroom, sit wherever to yourself and cry about it. It's okay to cry about it. Don't hold that in. Let that out. Heal. Be by yourself. It's okay to be by yourself. Take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be good, not only to yourself, but you're not going to be good to anybody else. So take all the time you need. There's no time clock. There's no, you know, period where, okay, you have to be healed by now. No, take all the time that you need. It's all right. Especially for us men. I feel like us men, we hold in stuff and do the macho thing. It's something in our DNA. Especially, you know, I can only speak for men of my age, for us grown men in my age bracket. It's all right, fellas. It's all right if you have someone you could talk to about it that's been in the same similar situation. Talk to them, get some tips from them, and then, you know, just do everything you can to move on and to heal and to better yourself. Take care of yourself. You know, take a trip if that's possible. You know, exercise, get whatever it was you was doing. For me, it's music, because I DJ. So music has always been there for me. So, you know, you could use that. Use whatever it is that you have at your disposal, that you, maybe a hobby or exercise is something, you know, channel this the right way.
I loved how you was talking about emotions. Like, I don't know why it's so taboo for y'all to hold in emotions, but I'm glad that you're talking and expressing that.
Yeah, I've learned over time that it's okay as a male to express how you feel. And if you're not okay, guys, it's okay to say that you're not okay. We're human too. I know that as men, you want to be strong. You was taught to be strong. You was taught to be the provider. You was taught to suck it up and forge ahead. But, you know, we hurt too. We hurt too. So, we, you know, fellas, do what you need to do to get rid of that hurt so you don't take it out on anybody else that don't deserve it.
So at this point, I'm going to give you the floor and statement, plugs, websites, social media. Go ahead and let us know about it.
Sure. You can hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, DJ, SHABOOGIE. I have a Snapchat. I'm barely on it, but you can hit me up on that as well, which is also DJ, SHABOOGIE. If you want to listen to any of my mixes, if you have an Android, if you have an Apple device, you can go to your App Store or you go to Google Play, and you could download my app, the DJ Sha Boogie app, which is also spelled the same way, DJ SHABOOGIE. My SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/DJ_SHABOOGIE. My MixCloud, mixcloud.com/IamDJShaBoogie.
Wait, did you say you had an app?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
I have an app, which will take you to all of my mix pages.
I'm going to have to talk to you about that app.
Okay.
App. I want an app.
Okay. I can point you in the right direction for that.
The Miss CC app. I need that.
That'll be dope. That'll be dope.
Again, thank you so much for talking to me about this, because a lot of people, especially in our age group, might be going through this, and it's refreshing to hear a male be open about it.
Right. No problem. Glad I can help. Hopefully this will help somebody.
I hope so. That's what we try to do. We do it for the culture.
That's right. That's right.
I will be having you back soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to returning.
All right. All right, you guys. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, thanks to my special guest, Shamel. He really gave you a peek inside how he feels and what the male perspective should be for going through a divorce. And I really, really appreciate it. And I really hope the guys took heed to what he said. Due to him answering that way, I really want to do another episode or do an episode in the future on why is it such a taboo for men to cry and show their emotions. You know, I really, really want to know the guy's perspective on that. And I'm definitely going to do that because you already know if I want to do it, I was going to do it. So make sure you rewind, listen to all his social medias, all his websites, SoundClouds, and whatever have you, because he really is a great DJ. So make sure you support him, support him, support him. And for me, you already know, if you want to be a guest, if you have any suggestions, comments, go to fromthemindofcece@gmail.com. You already know, CC is spelled CECE. My other business, Slay by Miss CC, that's SlayedByMzCece. That's .com. That's the same handle on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, you name it. All of my handles are under Slay by Miss CC. It's trademarked and LLC'd, okay? I don't play them games. And also for my other business, which is the intimacy and wellness business, that is CC's Kink Shop. That's CECESKINKSHOP. That's .com. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook under the same handle. Definitely make sure you check me out. Definitely make sure you support. And thanks in advance for supporting. And I hope everybody stays blessed, stay prosperous, and in his favor. Speak to you guys next time.